Welcome to Power and Praises Deliverance Ministries podcast. We hope today's message inspires you and encourages you to dig deeper into God's word. Enjoy the message.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Right where you are, just begin to lift your hands and glorify the King of Kings. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Just begin to magnify him. Glory. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you. We glorify your awesome presence, Father God. We thank you. This is the day that you have made and you said to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. God, we are before your throne room this hour. We ask you, God, to fill our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord God, touching every soul. Father, saving the sinners, the lost. Father God, right now, do as you please. The time has come, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said, if I be lifted up above this earth, that you would draw all men unto thee. Father God, we pray right now that your Holy Spirit will begin to fill the atmosphere. Fill this place, Lord God. Let your Shekinah glory, yes, Lord, begin to resonate rich inside of our hearts. Lord God, we need you now more than ever before. Come, Lord God, even now into our lives, into our families. Father God, stretch forth your hand to this generation, oh God, and we declare forth healing. We declare for our breakthrough, Lord God. We declare in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your will would be done on earth at this time, at this moment, in this season of our lives, Lord God. Right now, we need you more than ever before. Spirit of the living God, begin to fall afresh in the name of Jesus. Lift every burden heart, Father God. Deliver. Begin to set free in the name of Jesus. Begin to destroy the yoke and to break every chain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, come on and just worship the Lord where you are, lifting holy hands in the sanctuary, in your homes, in your cars. Hallelujah. Father, right now we just begin to worship you. Oh God, our hearts adore you. Oh God, we come with everything, with our cups turned up, Lord God, asking you to fill our cups in the name of Jesus. Fill our cups, Lord God. Fill our cups, Lord God. Somebody this hour needs a breakthrough, needs a deliverance, Father God. Somebody, Lord God, does not know which way to go. Oh God, but I pray even now, Lord, that you begin to minister to every heart. Begin to minister to every heart, Lord God. Begin to minister right now. We're praying in the name of Jesus. I'm interceding right now for somebody, Lord God, who is saying, Lord, if you do not come through for me right now, I don't know which way I'm going to go. And Lord God, I pray for your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold be broken. Father, even now, minister, oh God, to hearts. Begin to answer, Lord God. Begin to answer in the precious name of Jesus. We give God all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all one more time back in his presence. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm Bishop Jermaine, coming to you from Power and Praise Deliverance Ministries. Amen. And I want to thank you all for joining me today. And Go Live TV, God bless you. Amen. For your wonderful support. We got a word of God, amen, for you. Follow us into the book of Mark, if you will. Chapter 5. The book of Mark, chapter 5. Amen. And we're going to go right into the Word of God. It's a familiar story that I'm hoping will bless somebody's heart today. The book of Mark, chapter 5. And it reads as follows. And we'll start reading from verse 23. Rather, we will actually go to verse 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I touch but his clothes, I know I shall be made whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched me? One more time, God, I want to thank you for your words. Amen. Bless each and every heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, amen, we want to talk to you about the issues that you're going through. Just look at somebody and say, God, an issue? God, an issue? Amen. God, an issue? Yes, God, an issue. Here is a familiar passage of story that we know all too well. Before I get to the woman of the issue, with the issue of blood, I want to start actually with Jairus, because that's actually where the story somewhat begins to take place and take a turn, if I may. Jairus comes to Jesus and says that, Jesus, I need for you to come to my house because my daughter is at the point of death. And if you do not come to my house, she may die. And the Bible says that Jesus went with him. The Bible says Jesus went with him. Jesus followed Jairus. And in the way, on his way to visit Jairus, the Bible says, on his way to visit Jairus, the Bible says that there was an interruption. There was a woman that had an issue of blood. There's a contrast here. There are two people in need. One is a man and one is a woman. There's a contrast here because one is a reputable person and the other one is someone who is not well looked upon in society because she is a woman. One person is the ruler of the synagogue and one has an issue of blood. And here there is an interruption. My God, there something had taken place. One thing that I realize in this story is that Jairus made his request to Jesus first. Jairus made his request to Jesus first, but yet here comes the interruption, the woman with the issue of blood. And because Jairus asked Jesus first, we would think that Jesus would complete the mission that he was about to start. But the Bible says, because the Bible says that Jesus followed Jairus, Jesus followed Jairus. But yet this woman comes in now. And I realize through this that just because it may not be your time, that does not necessarily mean that it will not be your turn. You better look at somebody right now and say, it may not be my time, but it might as well just be my turn. This woman made up in her heart and in her mind, in her spirit, in her soul, amen, that she was determined to get a blessing from God. And this is the problem with some of us today. Some of us, we are too dignified. Some of us, we are too reserved. But look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want God to bless you? How bad do you want your breakthrough? How bad do you want your deliverance? Some of you are so uptight and so reserved. Glory to God. You've got to forget about your title. You've got to forget about your pride, forget about the degrees you have, and become desperate. Desperate situations call for desperate measures. After you have suffered a little while, you've been going through the motion, you've been going through the roller coaster of life for 12 years. You've spent all you've had and you've been suffering much with everything that you've been going through, and it almost seemed like there is no way out. 12 years is a long time of suffering. But one more time, you got to ask yourself, how bad do you want it? Jesus is in the midst of you. Hallelujah. And you've got a choice. You've got a desperation down inside of you. I need my breakthrough. I need my healing. Well, what are you going to do about it? This woman knew that she should not have been in the same place as Jesus, much less she should not have been in the same place as Jairus, the one watcher over the synagogues. She should have never been there. But you must understand something about Jesus, because the Bible shares with us anytime people come in contact or hear that Jesus is in the midst. Mark chapter, I believe it's chapter 2, around there. The Bible tells us that folk will try to tear in the roofs of the houses just to get to where Jesus was. Glory to God, because they heard that Jesus was on the scene, and they too needed a blessing. They needed deliverance. How bad do you want it? I've got an issue, God, and only you are the one that can help me. Only you can deliver me. Only you can set me free from what I am going through. How bad do you want it? This is what we've got to ask ourselves today. How bad do you want it? But here now, the story continues, and it does not stop there. Jairus made his request known first, and the request was interrupted by a woman with a desperate issue. The two of these people had desperate situation. Jairus' daughter was about to die, and this woman had an issue of blood, suffering for 12 long years. But she made up in her mind, I've got to go to where Jesus is. I've got to be where the Savior is. And Jesus, without any form of announcement or with questioning, hallelujah, Jesus didn't even have time to really think about it. I'm sure he saw it coming. But when you want something bad from God, there's something down on the inside of you. Jeremiah said it was like fire shut up inside of him. This woman said, if I could but touch, I know. Yes, Lord. How many of you know? The Bible says this woman heard of Jesus. Oh, yeah, she heard about him. She'd never met him yet, but she only heard about what he can do. She only heard from other folk how he moves and how he can heal. She only heard how he can deliver. She may not have had as much faith as Jairus did, because she was only moving on what she heard. But how many of you know that sometimes you've got to move on what you hear until what you see begins to make itself present before you? Until that comes, you've got to move and act upon faith, hallelujah, just by what you have heard. And this woman heard of Jesus and what he was able to do, and she made up in her mind and said, if I could just touch the hem, I don't have to talk to him, I don't have to breathe on him, I don't even have to shake his hand, I don't need no introduction, all I want is just a piece of his garment, my God, and I know that I will be made whole. I know. If I could just take a few minutes right here. How? Because some of us, we approach God with a question mark. We are uncertain. But you've got to know deep down in your spirit that God is able. You've got to know deep down in your spirit that when he speaks a word over your life, hallelujah, that it is signed, sealed, and delivered. You've got to know within yourself, hallelujah, who you are. You've got to know in yourself that God will deliver. You've got to know for sure that if when you go to God in prayer, he will command your breakthrough. You've got to believe within yourself. She said, I know that I will be made whole. I know for sure. No demon in hell can convince me that this is not going to work. No one can persuade me. What shall separate me from the love that I have for God? When you know that you know that you know, you have your testimony. When you know that God is able to do it, you walk upon your faith and not by sight. When you know for sure without a shadow of a doubt, my God. All this woman did was hear about Jesus. And she said, I know Some of you seen the miracle that Christ does and you still doubt. Oh yeah, because if you read up before, Jesus was casting out demons out of a person who has been living in the grave. This is the same chapter here that we're reading in. And the Bible says after he finished casting the pigs into the swine, the people of the city said, Jesus, pretty much, we want you to leave now. We want you to leave now, Jesus. And Jesus did exactly what they did. He got up and left. They saw the Lord perform, but yet they don't believe. They still had doubt. They still had question about his authority. And this is the problem with the body of Christ. This woman of God said, I know. She only heard about Christ. She never met him before. She don't need no introduction, but all one thing she knows for sure is that if she touches him, she will be made whole. You've tried everything and everything fails. Now it's time to try Christ. When you tried everything and nothing seems to work, you spend all your money on all kinds of oils and ointments and this and that, and you believe that these things will work for you. The devil is a liar. Come on now, the devil is a liar. But you've got to align yourself now with the principles of God, with the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Where is your faith, woman of God? Where is your faith, man of God? Begin now to realign and reposition yourself. I'm speaking into somebody's spirit right now. You've got to reposition yourself and begin to believe God. Hallelujah, Jesus. She said, I know that I will be made whole. And she reached out. One more time, ask yourself, how bad do you want it? She reached out. She stepped out. She should have never been there, but she reached out. She should have never been in the same room, but she reached out. My God. Sometimes your serving God puts you in a position where it almost becomes a little bit awkward. Have you ever been there? We're on a lockdown now, and it's almost like we can't worship God. And if you worship God too loud, it seems like it's going to be a problem. Hello, somebody. But you still worship. You still press your way. You still get a praise out of your mouth. And the Bible says she pressed her way in the crowd and reached up and grabbed the hem of his garment until virtue left his body. How bad do you want it? When we come to God, how much can you pull from him? How much can you draw from him? How much do you need from him? How much of it? God says, I'm here to give it to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this woman of God, just by the hem of his garment, took out so much from him that it got his attention. Whew. It got his attention. Some of you, you've been crying before the king. You've been laying prostrate before God. And God's saying, you have my attention now. God is getting ready to break through the roofs for some of you. Some of you, hallelujah, God's saying, I've seen your tears. I've heard your cries. And this is your time of deliverance. This is your time of breakthrough. This is your time now. And I'm going to restore unto you all the years that have been taken from you. This woman reached out and grabbed as much as she could from the Lord and Savior till he had to turn around and ask the question, who touched me? The disciples said, but Master, you're around so many folk. There's a whole lot of people around you. What do you mean, who touched you? What do you mean? But hear this now. Hear this. There's a depth that you can get in with God when you get into his holy presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. You begin to serenade him. And he comes into the room and The Bible says when Paul and Silas, they were in prison and they began to sing praises and worship unto God, the Bible says a great earthquake began to shake the very prisons until their bands began to break loose. God stepped in because there's a depthness that one can achieve. There's a level that you get into when you're in his presence. And here this woman of God took, my God, took so much from God just to receive her healing. She had been secluded. She's been avoided. Because mind you, a woman who was bleeding had to be excluded from the crowd. If she had a husband, she could not even be in the same place as her husband. If she had children, she could not even be in the same place as children. And for 12 long years, there would have been constant bleeding. Constant bleeding, my God. You can only imagine the agony and the suffering that one has to go through to endure such a level for 12 long years. That when she said, I've got to see Jesus. How many of you want him? I've got to try Christ. How many of you need him? How many of you can really draw from him? When you leave out of his presence, my God, something hits you. The disciples, they saw it. Every time Jesus went away to pray, and he came back with more power. He came back with more anointing. And it bothered the disciples so much until the disciples said, Father, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. Because the power lies within. We've got to get to such a place now where the power that we need, we begin to pull it straight down from the heavens. I believe in God. I don't know about you, and I have crazy faith. Hallelujah. I will do some things, and at the end, people will look at me as though I'm crazy. I move on the act of faith, and I believe in God that whatever I need, I begin to pull. Oh yeah, and I will lift my hands up just like this, and I will begin to pull, and I begin to speak, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. I release it from the heavens. It belongs to me. Yes, it is mine. And you begin to draw. Hallelujah. And you begin to pull on the very things that you need from God. It's there for your asking. It's there for you to grab a hold of, for you to take. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. I'm believing God for many of you that are watching and that are listening. Hallelujah. To me right now. Some of you have been needing. You've been thirsty. You need your breakthrough. Your deliverance. Some of you have been dried. And I'm praying that God will begin to revive you again. Some of you have lost much. But I'm praying that God begin to restore you again. Hallelujah. There is restoration in the house. There is, hallelujah, a word that can heal and deliver your soul. Bless the name of Jesus. I believe that God is able to do so much more for you in your life. Will you just receive him now into your life? Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, right now, your son and your daughter that are before you, I'm praying, God, that you begin to minister into their lives. Spirit of the living God, we ask you for nothing less than for you to restore, than for you to begin, Lord God, to restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Father God, I pray right now, those that have been hurting, those that need a healing, Father God, those that need a word to deliver, to set free, a word to destroy the yoke, a word to break every chain, a word, Father God, I pray even now, God, that you will send forth your angels to deliver. Hallelujah. Ministries begin to be delivered. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your sons and your daughters, God, that are before you crying day and night, seeking you for answers, Father God, I'm praying that you release it even now over their lives. I pray for deliverance. I pray for their breakthrough. I pray for their healing. God, I pray right now that you begin to move a fresh wind over their lives. Spirit of the living God, This is a needy situation. It's a desperate situation, Father God. Just like Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. There is a desperation, Father God, in the atmosphere. Oh God, and I'm praying right now that you begin the move. Hallelujah. I pray right now that you begin, Father God, to sense the need of your people and respond in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you because you're still on the throne. You see what's going on, and I thank you, God, because you're still on the throne. You sit high and you look low. You said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor my seed begging for bread. And as I stretch forth my hands, Father God, towards your people, I pray, God, that you begin to restore. I pray, Father God, that you begin to heal and to mend even the broken hearts. Lord God, people who don't know which way to turn, I'm praying even now that you begin to restore unto them, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you. Jairus had a need. And it would almost look like Jesus bumped, Jairus got bumped by the woman with the issue of blood. Jesus was on his way to make one healing. Got interrupted by the woman with the issue of blood. But yet, if you continue reading on, he did eventually make it to Jairus' house and still performed the miracle. No matter what, you are not denied. You are not exempted. Hallelujah. But I believe that there is something in store for you. And if you'll just have enough faith, just like the woman with the issue of blood, you too can be made whole. You too can be restored, and you can be set free. You've got to make up in your mind, how bad do you want it? Will you give up everything you have just to follow Jesus? Will you surrender your life just to follow him? Will you allow the Lord to lead and direct your life every step of the way? Then if you will, I want you to repeat the sinner's prayer with me and invite him into your life today. Father, come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. I repent before you, Lord God. I want you to be the ruler over my life. Father God, I thank you. Lead and direct me. I thank you for the way that you love me. Continue to direct my life, Lord, as you come into my heart. Come in to stay, and come in, I pray, in the name of Jesus. That's all it takes. You're saved. Hallelujah. We want to invite you to Power and Praise Deliverance Ministries. Visit our website at www.powerandpraisesdm.com. Amen. You can follow us on all of our medias just by visiting our website. Amen. We're located at 3215 Dairy Road East. We start at 3 o'clock on every Sundays. We want to see you there. I know that your hearts will be blessed. Your breakthrough is just a praise away. I guarantee you. Amen. You've got to come expecting a word of God and expecting that God will heal and deliver you. Bless the name of Jesus. One more time, I am Bishop Jermaine. Hallelujah. On behalf of Power and Praise Deliverance Ministries, we thank you for your prayers and we continue to pray for you, your letters of support. Amen. We continue to seek after them and we're praying constantly for you. Your emails that you send us, your mailings that you send us, you write to us. We thank you. Your phone calls. Amen. We appreciate every one of you. Hallelujah. And we continue to pray for you and your family. God bless you. We love you. And take care until next time. Amen. God bless you one more time.
Thank you for listening to Power and Praise's Deliverance Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, make sure to subscribe and help us reach others by sharing this message. And thank you for joining us.